Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, I want to dig into the dramatic findings in Vanguard's recent report on artificial intelligence and the workforce, which have surprised a lot of people in the tech and business world alike. For years, we've heard that AI is coming for our jobs, poised to displace millions of workers and perhaps even lead to mass unemployment. But according to this new analysis, roles considered most vulnerable to AI automation are actually showing robust job growth, an outcome few predicted. The report pointed out that jobs like office clerks, HR assistants, and data scientists, positions heavily exposed to technological automation, are expanding at a rate beyond what we've seen in the past. Specifically, the growth rate among these roles has increased from about 1% before COVID to 1.7% in recent years. Meanwhile, jobs in other categories, which are considered at far less risk from automation, have actually decelerated in their rate of expansion. This challenges the prevailing doom and gloom narrative and suggests that, instead of obliterating jobs, AI may be helping to create new opportunities within even the most tech-exposed professions. Let's look at what this means on a practical level. Office clerks are now being asked to interact with new AI-driven tools, manage data input, and handle more complex workflows, raising the value of their roles. HR assistants, once thought to be replaceable by chatbots, are now tasked with analyzing high volumes of applications using AI and focusing on the nuanced human side of recruitment. And data scientists, who are often at the front lines of these advances, are seeing even stronger demand as organizations rush to extract insights from the new volumes of data that AI can process. In short, as artificial intelligence is rolled out, it's often augmenting workers rather than replacing them, shifting tasks rather than causing redundancy for entire roles. It's a clear reminder that while technology does change the way we work, it doesn't necessarily lead to the catastrophic scenarios we too often imagine when new tech arrives. Now, another major finding from the report is that wages for so-called high AI exposure jobs have also surged since the pandemic, up from a measly 0.1% growth to a healthy 3.8%. The fact that wages are rising so dramatically in these areas indicates that employers actually value the unique skill sets that workers can offer. Even in a world where algorithms are aiding or automating parts of the job, instead of fearing obsolescence, workers in these fields find themselves negotiating for better pay and benefits, thanks to the increasing demand for their expertise. There's a strong argument to be made that AI is enabling firms to become more productive, and some of that new value is, importantly, being shared with workers. Of course, these positive trends don't mean that everything is rosy for everyone, especially when it comes to young people or those trying to get a start in competitive industries. The report notes that although job growth in AI-exposed fields is impressive, breaking into the profession as an entry-level worker is tougher than ever. Experience is at a premium, as companies lean towards hiring candidates who can implement AI tools fluently from day one, rather than those still learning the ropes. That creates a unique set of hurdles for recent graduates, apprentices, and newcomers, who have the enthusiasm, but not necessarily the deep technical acumen that employers now expect. There may be more roles overall, but the bar for entry seems to keep rising, often in subtle ways like expecting proficiency with AI-driven platforms, which not everyone has access to learn. This is where education, upskilling, and equitable access to new technologies become absolutely critical, particularly if we want to ensure that tech-driven growth doesn't simply leave people behind. For example, Australian universities and VET programs are rushing to update their curricula to ensure graduates understand not just the basics of AI, but how to apply it inside the modern Australian workplace. It's a challenge echoed in other countries too, as governments, businesses, and educators grapple with how to rapidly prepare students for entirely new job requirements. But what about the layoffs we've heard so much about in the last year, especially in high-profile tech firms, some of which announced thousands of job cuts while heavily investing in AI projects? Here the report adds some much-needed nuance, pointing out that layoffs have often been driven by pandemic-era overhiring or shifts in consumer demand. In other words, while AI is certainly transforming the business landscape, the immediate causes of unemployment are more mundane and tied to broader economic fluctuations. That's not to say AI isn't a factor, especially as companies aim to boost productivity with fewer resources. But it's hardly the whole story about why some jobs disappear and others emerge. This is vitally important for both policymakers and workers to remember, because it highlights the need for smart, evidence-based policy responses rather than knee-jerk bans or blanket fears. Instead of simply resisting technological advancement, we need to be thinking about fair transitions, reskilling programs, and continued investment in people. There's also the question of whether AI is really as capable as some of the most breathless headlines would have us believe. While AI is improving rapidly, the truth is that it still falls short in many respects, especially when it comes to making nuanced decisions, reading context, or adapting on the fly to unpredictable human environments. The Vanguard report makes it clear that we shouldn't expect this to change overnight. There are limitations to what present-day machine learning can really achieve in any real-world workplace. Advanced AI models, including those being widely deployed in customer support and data analysis, still require a human in the loop for anything that isn't strictly rule-based. Real value is found in hybrid work, where people marshal AI's strengths while bringing their own creativity and judgment to bear on unique workplace challenges. Think of a marketing manager who uses AI to quickly crunch numbers and generate campaign ideas, but is still making final calls about what aligns with the company's mission and tone. Or an HR coordinator who leverages AI for sorting CVs, but needs intuition to know who's really the right fit for the culture of an Aussie organization. These human-centric skills, empathy, creative problem-solving, cross-cultural understanding, are becoming even more valuable in an age dominated by technology. In fact, some experts quoted in the report argue that as AI takes on routine parts of our jobs, professionals will actually have more time to deploy these complex skills. And that's where the real gains may be made. Higher productivity, higher wages, and greater job satisfaction for those who embrace the hybrid future. Now, it's easy to forget how big this transformation is. The report highlights that, for the first time, there are more AI startups operating in the United States than there are publicly traded companies, reflecting a blistering pace of change. Australia isn't immune from these trends. The local tech and business scenes are buzzing with AI innovation, and startups here are competing for talent at an unprecedented scale. That competition, while stressful for businesses and job seekers, tends to lead to higher salaries, more dynamic career paths, and faster adoption of cutting-edge tools. As a result, workers are being asked not just to keep up, but to continually reskill, to experiment, and to become comfortable with lifelong learning as a normal part of their careers. If you're building your career now, the odds are high that you'll need to adapt multiple times in your working life, shifting between roles, industries, and entirely new ways of working as AI and other technologies progress. That can be daunting, but it's also an opportunity and a strong argument for proactive skill development and adaptable mindsets. Steering Australia's education system toward flexibility and innovation will be essential to ensure that not just technical, but also interpersonal and critical thinking skills are front and center. Another angle the Vanguard report addresses is the broader social contract, how business, government, and community can share responsibility in ensuring no one gets left behind. It's not just about creating more tech jobs, it's about making sure disadvantaged communities, regional workers, and career changes aren't sidelined as automation accelerates. Solutions range from targeted retraining programs and wage subsidies, to partnerships that connect education providers with real businesses to develop the skills that employers actually want. The big push now, both in Australia and globally, is on aligning training directly with the needs of industry, ensuring qualifications don't just look good on paper, but lead to meaningful employment. Many companies, including some of the fastest-growing AI startups, are dropping degree requirements entirely, focusing instead on practical skills, adaptability, and motivation. This opens up new pathways into the tech workforce, especially for those who might not have the resources or background for formal tertiary study. Still, this doesn't solve the challenge of making Australia's education and training systems responsive enough to cope with the breakneck pace of change AI brings, which is why ongoing investment and reform remain a top priority for policymakers. Looking toward the future, there are plenty of reasons to feel optimistic, provided we stay clear-eyed about the risks and avoid both apocalyptic thinking and unwarranted overconfidence in technology. As AI systems mature, it's likely we'll see different waves of impact, initially superficial changes, followed by more structural adjustments that continue to reward those who stay nimble, curious, and prepared. For Australia, this could mean an even greater focus on STEM education, creative industries, services that blend technology with the uniquely human, and the development of tools that cater to local contexts and needs. It's also an opportunity for small businesses and rural communities to benefit from AI that can help level the playing field. Whether that's in logistics, agribusiness, or regional healthcare, it's about leveraging strengths, not just plugging into global trends, and ensuring Australia's workforce remains diverse, resilient, and future-ready. So to sum up, the Vanguard report doesn't downplay the scale of the changes we're seeing thanks to AI, but it argues that we need a much more nuanced, positive, and evidence-based debate about what's really at stake. Rather than fearing the future, we should be shaping it by investing in people, embracing adaptability, and making sure our policies keep pace with technological realities. If you're a student, a worker, a manager, or a policymaker listening today, the message is clear. AI isn't something happening to us. It's something we can collaborate with and guide. The opportunity now is to foster an environment where both technology and workers can thrive together, keeping a healthy balance between efficiency, humanity, and shared prosperity. That's the real story the numbers are telling, a story not of devastation, but of dynamic change, and the invention of entirely new ways to add value, earn a living, and solve big problems together. As always, staying informed and proactive is key, and that's what we aim to do here every week on Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.